We greet you again in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, our Lord. That means that he is the one that has full control over our every moment, every thought, every existence. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, our Lord has brought us a message of encouragement. And so for those who need encouragement, I implore you to listen closely, because you and I will face many trials and tribulations, but at the end of the day, we should all count our blessings, and we should be able to name them one by one. As we're all aware, we've had tragedy and we've had loss in our congregation, and yet the Lord is still with us.
Amen.
He will always be by our side. We can have the encouragement and the peace to know that even though we won't see our loved ones on this side, we'll see them on the other side. And even though that tornado blew through Melanie and Joseph and those kids' home, God protected them. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
No harm came their way. They heard the wind blow, and I give God the glory that Melanie, from what I understand, gathered up her children and her husband and headed to a basement. Don't tell me that God does not bless us, because he does, and we must always count those blessings.
Yes.
And so we thank him, and for those people who are suffering with these same type storms again this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so we must be in prayer for them and the people that are in the region where that typhoon hit, cyclone or whatever it was. Again, it's happening again. Listen at me. In spite of those things that you see, in spite of what happens to us, we who are God's people should always count our blessings. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So this morning, I'd like to encourage you with God's word and try to make the case why even when we're down, we're not out.
Amen.
Even when things don't look like they should look to us, he's not finished with it. Even when we don't have, see, or know what we would like to know and don't understand, trust me, count your blessings, for when you look up, you'll see the glory of the Lord working on our behalf.
Amen.
So this morning, for this little bit of time, I want you to take notes that God will bless us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ." It is God's will, church, that we give thanks, that we can tell him, "Thank you, Father, no matter what we find ourselves faced with. Thank you, Lord, for you are still on the throne and your word is true. You said you'll never leave us, nor will you forsake us, and we give you all praise and honor for another day." Mm-hmm. So in everything, even what seems as an adverse situation, for nothing is really as we think it is, for God has control over this. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose." Can I get a witness?
Yes.
No matter what you face, we can count our blessings, because God works for the good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. I declare before you in the presence of angels assembled that God has a purpose for each one of us within the sound of my voice, and we can praise his name and count it all joy that God did not abandon us. He did not leave us hopeless. He did not leave us without peace. His peace passes all understanding. And so this morning, church, we are being told again and again to count our blessings. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 says, "Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus the Christ." Church, we are being admonished that we should always see God in whatever the circumstances are, whatever happened. God is in the midst of our lives, And when God is present, we can count our blessings. We can name them one by one. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
There
Amen.
Is no pity party in the house of the Lord. God is with us no matter what we face, no matter how lonely it might seem, no matter how broke we might be, God is still with us. And therefore, in the name of Jesus, we must count our blessings and name them one by one. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
Matthew's the 26th chapter and verse 27. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and offered it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. Our mission is to drink from the cup that God has given us. He gave it to us because he loved us, so that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Church, we can count our blessings, for God is a good God. He sits high and he looks low. He has our interests at all times. I don't care what wind blows or what storm comes our way. The Lord is with us. He'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. This is the day that the Lord has made. You and I must rejoice and be glad therein. God has given us another chance in spite of the storms that blow, in spite of what happens to us. God is with us. He'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. You can clear your mind out of darkness and know that God is on the throne. Can I get a witness? God will walk with you through whatever we go through. And so we give him praise and honor this morning. For the God we serve, he sits high and he looks low. Listen at me closely. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Luke chapter 10, verse 21 says, at that time, Jesus, full of joy, through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. Listen at me. God has allowed us to know something that most of the world does not know, and that he loves us. He'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. We don't walk by what we see. We walk by faith on your word, and we give you praise and honor this morning.
Yes,
count your blessings. Amen. Count your blessings this morning. There's no reason for us who are faith not to count our blessing. God has been good to us.
Yes.
And even
Amen.
Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is still there with us. He's taken care of our loved ones and took him on to a place that's better than what we face. Listen at me. God is a good God.
Amen.
Loving God, a kind God.
Yes. Yes.
Count your blessings this morning. And church, I encourage you, because things are getting worse. That gas station is that marker I use is just about $4 a gallon. And what are people going to do? Listen at me. You and I are going to look to the Lord where our strength comes from. We're going to stand firm on God's word. We're going to give the devil no place in our life and count our blessings.
Amen.
Well, the devil's a liar and the truth is not in him. We have the truth, the unquestionable truth of God's
Amen.
Word. And we have to state it and count it. And take no place with the devil. Take captive our thoughts, that they do not exalt the devil or this kingdom, but give God the glory as Jesus Christ did. Count your blessings. Church, you wake up in the morning, we can start counting from the moment we have recognition of our mind and count them all day long. For God is a good God, and he wouldn't leave us an orphan. I've lived all my life and I've not seen my mother in the flesh, but I can still count my blessings.
Amen.
I can see a picture of her and see my children look like her and my grandchildren have her blood in them. I don't care what your circumstances are. You can count your blessings this
yes.
morning.
Yes, yes.
You can name them one
yes.
by one.
Amen.
I look back over my life and I see there's not a turn that I've made he hasn't been with me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
me. I've been up and I've been down, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
Yes.
Or seen begging bread.
Amen.
I know he's there.
Yes, he is.
I don't care what comes your way, church. Count your blessings, for God walks with you.
Amen.
That was a liar.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Don't let him take your joy.
Amen.
I look back over my life, and I know God has been there. Even when he shouldn't have been there, he was always there. Blessed us this morning. I come by to bear witness.
Yes.
Count your blessings.
Thank you.
John 11:14 says, so they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. You and I must look up to heaven and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
I might be in a storm right now, but I know you're with me.
Yes.
And you'll never leave me nor will you forsake me.
Amen.
You'll dispatch your angels over me.
Yes.
Amen.
I'll have peace. No man can give me this peace.
Amen. Amen.
Count your blessings this morning. Yes. I got the call the other night, or the two calls. I can still turn to the Lord and say, thank you, Father. You just have to look and see him working. And here in a church that put Melanie and them up in a home, that's God's mercy and grace being poured out upon this church.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you this morning, Lord God. We can stand among the living and count our blessings. So many people woke up this morning, they don't know that they're being blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
And just go through their day chasing the wind, have no sign of God's blessings. But he has let us know that he's with us always. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you this morning. John chapter 5, verse 20 says, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. This applies to us, church. When you look, don't worry about what you see. When the gas goes over $4, don't worry about it. When food prices keep climbing as they will, don't worry about it. The Lord will provide for us. He always has. I have no problem with beans.
Amen.
You count your blessings.
Amen.
If we can get up in the morning and have some reasonable portion of our health and our strength, enough to cry out with praises unto our Father. This young lady this morning got to me, and that she didn't have this child by this scoundrel. And can't even find him. And they can't even got a name for him. To my baby daddy. My baby daddy need the Lord in his life. And you and I must help our young people to understand. You are, whatever you do, if it's not to the glory of God, it's to your detriment.
Amen.
Amen.
I tell our young women and young men, zip it up.
Amen.
Once it's over, it's too late. You might be in a storm of loneliness or in need. Trust me, it is better to be in a need and have the Lord on your side than to fall for the devil and then walk around with babies on your arms and don't know what you're going to do, don't have no sight of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Know how it works. Ain't like it was back in the day. The blind is, can't lead the blind. They can't help you. So we got to count our blessings, church, and name them one by one. Count our blessings and see what God has done. You see, we are required to rejoice. We are to pray without ceasing.
Amen.
And we must give thanksgiving always to our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Our mediator, our revealer.
Yes.
Our peace and our joy. No man can ask for more than what Christ provides for us. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
We must count our blessings, and every day that we live, we must give praise and honor to God.
Yes.
One of the things, if you count your blessings, you got to keep your mind stayed on Him.
Amen.
You got to stay focused on Him. When that demon tries to put you in that lonely room, you must come out. Let God get praises and honor from us.
Yes.
We don't honor God with our pity parties. We honor God when we see things and can't deal with things, knowing that He's got our back. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." Those of us who are in Christ can count our blessings, for we are truly blessed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
This song that most of us sang as young people, "Count Your Blessings," is a song that was written a long time ago. It was a psalm that we all sang when we went to Bible study in Sunday school. I don't know about you, but I believe that's the first song that I learned, that I could sing all of it. And just count your blessings. It was written by Reverend Johnson Oman, Jr., and it's important that we understand that this brother wrote 500 different gospel songs. And he was from New Jersey, just for your information. Born in 1856. Now, just think, that was a long time ago, and that song still stands strong today. "Count Your Blessings." Name them one by one. You see, most people don't think about counting our blessings, but I stop by to tell you that the Lord is looking for His people to count their blessings.
Yeah.
Listen to what happened to those 10 leopards, and see if you can pick it up in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. "Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along a border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into the village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.' And when he saw them, he said, 'Go, show yourselves to the priests.' And as they went, they were cleansed." In other words, he cleaned them up of all the leprosy. Verse 15, "One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back and praised God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan." And Jesus asked, and he's asking us today, where are all the 10? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except the foreigner? Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." I stopped by to tell you this morning, church, that God and Jesus is still answering the same questions. When are you going to count your blessings? You have to stop and know the goodness of the Lord, that He will bless you and He'll keep you. He'll let His light shine on you, and He'll grant you His everlasting peace.
Thank you,
Jesus. Count your blessings this morning, church. The lyrics of the psalm goes like this: when you feel down and everything does not seem to be working, when all your best seems to be not enough, count your blessings. When upon life's billows you are thrown through tempests, when you feel discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And it will be a surprise to you that what the Lord has done. And the chorus says, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Church, when you look around you and it looks as if things aren't going right, and perhaps it might be turmoil in your family, or could be your money is tight. It could be that things just don't seem to be going right. I stop by to tell you that the Lord has brought us a mighty long way. And I don't care what you face, you should stop to count your blessings.
Amen.
The songster says, are you burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem hard, heavy for you to call and to bear? Count your blessings, every doubt with this notion of him. Listen at me. When you and I fall down and commit a sin and God lifts us up, we must count our blessings.
Amen.
We have a tendency to keep beating ourselves up. That is the devil at work. The Lord said that he forgives us. He blots it out. It's not there anymore.
Amen.
And when you have faith, you can go on. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. Count your blessings. For God is with you. Can I get a witness?
Yes, he is.
Amen. Amen.
Look at others with the lands and gold, which is a problem we face today. Think Christ has promised you his wealth untold? Count your blessings. Money cannot buy what God has provided us. Amen?
Amen.
Your rewards in heaven nor your home on high come about from material things. We need to count our blessings. Sometimes it seems like the devil's getting over. Telling Connie this morning that you keep hearing this other side of the Democratic Party saying anything can happen between now and June the 3rd. And I know many people saying, yeah, they're going to kill him. But I stop by to tell you that the Bible said that the wicked will be no more.
Yes.
They will cease to be around you. Our mission is have faith and to pray and trust that the Lord has got his hands in all affairs of men. And God will not leave us. He will provide as he sees fit. Our mission is to count our blessings, to name them one by one. That last verse is important. When you're in the midst of conflict, church, and it looks like everything does not seem to be going right, when everyone around you is not cooperating and you feel as if you just give up on your family and on your circumstances, listen at me. Count your blessings. Stop and see the goodness of the Lord, for he is there with us. I don't care what your eyes see.
Amen.
We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. That's why you and I got to stand our word. Don't let this world fool you. Don't let this television get in your way. Keep your mind in God's word and stay in prayer. Find quiet time. Go off in your secret closet and pray and meditate. And then you'll be able to count your blessings. For the moment you allow yourself to look to heaven from where your health and strength come from, you'll see God working in your behalf.
Amen.
Won't be what you want, but you'll know that it was what he wanted you to have. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You've got to be positive, church, and not think negative thoughts and not talk negative things. And whatever you do, don't dispute against the scriptures.
Amen.
I don't care what it seems like. The word says, take captive your thoughts that exalt itself above God's word. He said, 10,000 will fall, and 9 will come our way. And I believe it, and I'll stand on it until the day I die. I don't care what the circumstances are. God is there. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
He's always there. He was there before we knew he was there. He was there when we were still in our mother's womb. Listen at me. You see, I can look back now and say I never saw my mother, but God saw me.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. He had a purpose for me before I was ever in my mother's womb.
Amen.
And if you can't see that, I encourage you to ask him to guide you. None of us are here by accident. There is no accident in God's kingdom. It's by his design, by his will and his way. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. A mind that's not focused on God will say, well, I did this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But we know all that we have, all that we are, all that we ever will be is through the grace and the mercy of God. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You see, church, we must take our eyes off of failures and negative things. And above all else, stay away from negative people. Sitting here this morning, they had the window cracked, and a lady came down the street with a little boy coming from the Dollar General store, and the little fella obviously had stole quite a bit of candy and was eating it, and she happened to notice the wrapper hit the ground and looked in his pockets, and it's full of candy that he had stole.
Mm-hmm.
And what did she do? She started cussing him out.
Oh.
I mean, she cussed so bad I was about to call the cops. I was trying to get up quick enough to get to the door and tell her, you put your hands on that child this morning, I'll see that you're in jail this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You see, what we've got to do, church, is we have to help people like that, that can't open their mouth without a cuss word coming out because they have no spiritual wisdom to speak.
Amen.
And raising our children under these conditions, and they want to know why they go astray when they get grown. No household can sustain itself without God being at the center of it.
Amen.
I don't care whose household it is. I don't care if they drink tea or they drink cheap wine we used to drink when we were kids. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I don't care where you come from. I don't care if your lips are pink or red. If your household doesn't have Christ in it, you're chasing the wind.
Amen.
As I bring this to a close, I just have to keep going back to this hymn. It says, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done.
Yes.
You see, church, a lot of times we don't look to see what God has done in our lives.
Amen.
We're so busy looking for something else that we don't take time to look what he's done. Stop and look. And when I do it, I'm always blessed. I sit up here and looked at my wife that God has blessed me with, and now she's got to the point where I look at you think I'm crazy. But I go back in my life and say, Lord, you blessed me with Connie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. He blessed me that she stayed with me through thick and thin. Oh, yes, he did. He blessed me with these three children that I love and would give my life for. He blessed me with my seven grandchildren and my two great-grandchildren. Listen at me. I don't know about you, but I can count my blessings. I can name them one by one.
Amen.
Oh, God is good, and he blessed me with you.
Amen.
Each one of you. You don't know how you bless my heart. I didn't ask God to be a preacher. I just used to just loathe preachers. I thought they were disgusting and despicable. And I fought it for years. And then I wrestled with God and said, all this knowledge you gave me, there's only a few of us here. What's up? Until he made it plain to me. I called you. You do what I tell you to do. There's one in the Bible that only ministered to seven people, and God said he was worthy.
Amen.
And if you don't think that you're a blessing in my life, I got news for you. Each and every one of you, I cannot find one of you that's not a blessing in my life. And I thank God for you.
Amen.
And we have to love each other, and I know you do in that vein.
Yes.
There's no divisions in this church, and we give God the blessing. You can count that as a blessing.
Yes, Lord, yes.
And when one of us down, all of us are down.
Yeah.
When one of us are up, all of us are up. Count your blessings this morning. As I bring this to a close, I cannot overemphasize. Take a moment of your day and realize what God has done for you and pray and just cry out to him. You don't have to get elaborate with him. Just say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father. You know that should be your cry all day long. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
In the little things, like you allow me to go to bathroom and you allow me to be able to ride down the street in my car and not get hit. You know, we can just thank him all day long.
Yeah.
That we have food to eat. We have more than enough food.
Amen.
People over in those countries where they've been hit by the storm, they can't find food for their babies. And we're blessed. Yes, there's a lot of things wrong, and yes, one of the candidates said that only white folks work, hard workers. That's insulting, but I stop by to tell you, count your blessings. That person or others don't define who we are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I learned a long time ago, you could use the N-word on me, it don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes one to know one.
Amen. Amen.
My Lord says that you're my child, and you can count that as all joy. I don't care who you are. Psalm 145 says, I will exalt thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. And verse 9 of that same one says, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercy are over all his works. Did you hear that? His tender mercy is over us this morning. We're blessed, I tell you. In spite of the conditions we find ourselves in. I like that about the Amplified Bible. It talks about faith. It says faith is when the circumstances that you find yourself in has no bearing on the truth. And the truth is that God walks with us. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
So, church, I leave you again with these words to count your blessings. You need to name them one by one. You need to count your blessings, all of us, to see what God has done. In spite of what we're about to have to face and things that are going awry about us, we still must count our blessings. God is counting on us to give him praise and honor for the things he has done in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
I want to leave you with one last scripture. And this is the cost of discipleship that's found in Luke chapter 9, verse 23 through 27. You see, church, if you don't follow this mandate, you might not have blessings to count. And I'm stopped by to tell you that we do, and I declare it in the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 says, and he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for me, if for my sake, he is the one who will save it. For what is it a man profits if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I say to you truthfully, there are some of those standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God. Church, I leave you with those words to encourage you that we must always be thinking about the Lord and his goodness to us and count our blessings by walking upright before him and thanking him for all that he has done in our lives. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we do thank you for your Son Jesus and your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your love and your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, Lord God. We count each blessing. We know that you blessed us, Father God. Forgive us when we don't count them and let you know how grateful and humble we are that you blessed us. We pray you continue to bless this church, Lord God, each member, that you draw us closer to you, that we keep the light of heaven in our pathway. We pray for Chip as he's en route to Maryland, that you allow him to arrive safely there and watch over his wife, Adee, and his son, Julius. We ask that you be with all of the Corbin family the rest of this day and through the funeral on Tuesday, Lord God. Let them know that they need but count their blessings to know that they have been blessed and that you continue to support them and to watch over them, as will this church. We pray for Melanie and Joseph and their lovely children, that they have seen the power that you can wield and also have seen your mercy.
Yes. Amen.
That you allow them to get down into the basement of their home as that your wind blew the house down. And Lord God, sometimes I think you do that to remind us about these things that we put all our hope in. And so, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you let nothing happen to any of them. And that she had the wisdom to know that it was a tornado coming and got her family in a safe haven. You didn't have to do that. You could have blew the whole thing down.
Amen. Amen.
But we thank you for your mercy and your grace.
Thank you, Lord.
I ask you continue to bless this church. Help us to walk upright before you.
Please.
Forgive us of our sins. Bless our military who are all over the world. Guide these young people and help them through these mental crises that they face as a result of war. Bless our children. Bless our young people who face almost unsurmountable odds out in this dark world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Father, I ask that you let them know that you are there with them. And they, too, have blessings that they can count each day. Pray these and all other blessings in the mighty and the most powerful name that man has ever heard or uttered. That's the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Deacon Edison.
Amen.
Amen.
God is a good God, is he not?
Amen.
Even though we're nothing but mere flesh and blood, God chose to allow us to see. We hear the things we've heard, the things we've written.
Amen.
It's only by his will, by his own divine.
Yes.
We thank him for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Just turn with me to the book of 2 Thessalonians.
Amen.
Chapter 3. This is amen.
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 Request. Prayer. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from the wicked and evil men. For not everyone has faith, but the Lord is faithful.
Yes.
And he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing the will continuously to do things we command. May the Lord direct your heart into God's love and Christ's perseverance. God have a blessing to read.
Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Deacon Edison is getting the communion. All those who have it, and I remind you, if you're running short, let Connie know so she can mail out some more to you. Sister Corbin and our family there, if y'all need anything, let us know.
Oh, done more than enough. Our cup runneth over. I want to thank you so much.
Well, God bless you. You know what you and Wayne and the rest of your family mean to us.
Amen.
And I would say, and personally to me, that we have to give God the glory and count our blessings. Amen.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Bishop Cuff.
Yes, Sister Corbin.
I want to introduce you to one of my grandsons from Atlanta. This is Jamie and his wife, Nicole.
Hi, Jamie and Nicole. God bless y'all.
Bless you.
Bless you too.
They're going to take communion with us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I like Jamie. How old is Jamie?
31.
Okay, so you got that nice, heavy, male voice I like. That's what I'm talking about. Give God the glory for you.
Yeah, they drove up yesterday.
Yeah, God bless them.
Tuesday.
Yes, and Sister Corbin, you are being blessed because you are a blessing.
Amen.
Thank you. I've been blessed. My cup really runs over.
Yes, and we praise the Lord for that. God bless you. I want you to slow down driving out there too, Sister Corbin. I believe you'd be rolling out there.
I don't drive fast.
I noticed Priscilla didn't want to talk too long and didn't want me to talk now. Sister Corbin must be stepping on
it. I had to keep an eye on him.
Well, we give God the glory and we stand here ready to assist in any way we can.
I know that. And thank you so much.
Yeah. And so that the rest of the church know that the church has sent some flowers. Of course, you know, Connie knows all about those flowers.
Beautiful flowers. And the check and all. I told you that my cup runneth over. People have been so kind. Even my neighbor around the corner bought a whole complete meal yesterday with chicken and collard greens and sweet potatoes, rice. What else was it?
Across the street
on the side bought a great big gallon of fruit salad. So I mean they ate very well last night.
Yes, we give God the glory and just think how we all here and of course with Dee and Julius, all of us love you very dearly and we're blessed to have you.
I love you too.
I always like to think of you as our patriarch. In other words, you're the head of us, and so we give God the glory for that. And we thank your daughter and brother Wayne, who's all by your side. And we just give God the praise and the honor.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank the Father.
Yes.
As we prepare our hearts for communion, we all know that Jesus gave us this as a command that we do. As often as we do this, we do it in remembrance of Him. He doesn't tell us how often. He says, as often as we do it. We hear Word of God Church do it every Sunday. And so we give God the glory. As you quiet your hearts, think about counting those blessings that God has provided for us. Think about the Lord Jesus, what He did for us on Calvary's cross. You can count that with all joy, that He died for our sins to free us. Most men have not the knowledge to know that if He had not gone to the cross, what a terrible situation we'd find ourselves in this morning. So we give praise and honor as we now commune together on the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who died on Calvary's cross for our sins and the sins of the world. Let us commune. Most Holy Father, we give you praise and honor, and we thank you, Lord God, that we can partake of your body and your blood out of our mission of respect and honor to you, our Lord and our Savior. I pray in Jesus' name, and in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our Lord, not only did he give his body for us, he shed his blood on Calvary's cross. Let us all commune together on the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who died on Calvary's cross for our sins and the sins of the world. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you all. You are dismissed. Sister Mimi is en route to Alaska. I pray that you keep her in your prayers. We'll get the offertory next Sunday. We have got some offering. I know we got in one was for $100. So God is still blessing this church to be a blessing to others. Amen?
Amen.
He's not blessing us for ourselves. He's blessing us so we can bless others.
Amen.
And I'm going to get these tapes out. I talked to Sister Corbin the other day that we're getting no lax in these tapes. These tapes, I will start making them, and I encourage you here in the Richmond area and elsewhere, keep a couple in your car. I needed one this morning when this young lady told me about her baby daddy with his useless stuff. We need to get the word out. Amen? So with that, I give God the glory, and I'm happy of all of us who are present. Pray for the members that are not with us this morning. Is Bree on the call by any chance? All right, well, we pray for the Bree and Dwayne and Aaron, and we'll meet again on Bible study. We're almost through the book of Romans, and when we get into Revelations, I encourage you to make sure you start studying now. Amen?
Amen.
All minds clear? Let us take the name of Jesus with us. God is Lord. Watch over us. I pray these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed. Go in peace, for God walks with you. I love you.
Love you, too. Have a blessed day.
You, too, Sister Corbin, the rest of the family there. And if you need anything, give us a call.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. All the ladies have a happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
Same to you all.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.